With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Newly released photos show President Biden and his son Hunter meeting with Chinese officials. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
On Monday, America First Legal, or AFL, released photographs of Joe and Hunter Biden meeting with Chinese businessmen and government officials during the Obama administration in 2013. AFL had to resort to litigation to get the National Archives and Records Administration, or NARA, to release the photos. AFL said in a statement, quote, "Lawyers and representatives for President Biden and President Obama delayed NARA's release of these photographs until after Election Day. They were scheduled for release on October 23rd. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the suspect in the burning death of a woman has been indicted. Correspondent Mike Kempin.
Prosecutors say the man accused of burning a sleeping woman to death inside a New York City subway station has been indicted on murder and arson charges. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says the indictment will be unsealed on January 7th. If convicted, the suspect, Sebastian Zepeda, could spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. Authorities say during questioning, Zepeda claimed he did not know what happened, but he identified himself in photos and surveillance videos showing the fire being lit. I'm Mike Hempin.
A judge has ruled that the Georgia State Senate can subpoena Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. It's part of an inquiry into whether Willis has engaged in misconduct during her prosecution of President-elect Donald Trump. But Fulton County Superior Court Judge Shakura Ingram is giving Willis the chance to contest whether lawmakers' demands are overly broad before Willis responds. Stocks have been sharply lower. The Dow is down 407 points. This is SRN News. Are you going to church on Christmas Eve?
It's not as unusual as you might think. In fact, watch night services, as they're often called, date back to the arrival of Moravian church members in the U.S. in the early 1700s. These celebrations, often starting about 7 p.m. and running till midnight, have since been adopted by many denominations, including the Lutherans, Baptists, Methodists, and Anglicans. Due to their length, the service usually includes a meal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Disability activists say many Americans with physical and mental challenges would like to attend church but find it difficult. Those activists are urging congregations to consider how they can be more welcoming to disabled people in their communities. David Mandel of the Penn Center for Mental Health says church leaders can consider things such as setting up a quiet, sensory-friendly room that families can go to when needed and still follow the service remotely. This is SRN News. The former Morrison Hotel was significantly damaged by a fire in downtown Los Angeles on Thursday. The building had been vacant for more than a decade. L.A. Fire Department spokesman David Ortiz told KABC-TV people without permanent homes have been using the hotel for shelter.
All the people that were inside this building are believed to be unhoused. There were dozens of people inside the building that self-evacuated for the most part.
The Los Angeles Fire Department says the four-story building burned for nearly 2 hours. More than 100 firefighters helped bring that fire under control. An outdoor holiday market in New York City's Bryant Park briefly caught fire, sending flames and plumes of smoke above the popular Midtown Manhattan tourist draw. No one was injured, but a fire official say at least four shops were destroyed in that fire. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.